The Gemara asks LaRabbanan Mai, what's the Gemara's kasha? Pasha, the kasha is, what's the makar that it's 3 years? How do you know it's 3 years? What should it be? What Elamai? What's the Machshin Svara? Should be what? Should be immediately. It should be immediately, like the Taltalim. Some Rishonim learn like that. That the Gemara, the Machshin was asking that it should be right away. The Rimagash says that way. Kasha was, it should be immediately. The Ramban and the Rajba learn that when the Gemara is asking, well, the Rabbanan Mai, the Kasha is that Yisichel learned from Shara Mu'id, which is three. How do the Rabbanan know it's 3 years? Maybe it's three Achilas. It says, the Rabbanan Mai, they should hold like a Mishmal, that you learn it from Shara Mu'id. And it's Gimel Achilos. So the Machshin Svara, we have two Mahalchim. Either like the Rimagash, that it should be right away. Rashi is similar to the Rimagash. Rashi doesn't say right away. He says 1 year. But either way, the Kasha is that it should be Chazaka immediately. Or the Ramban and the Rashba, that the Kasha is that it should be in Shalash Achila, it's like Rabbi Shema. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Saying for the Gemara, we learn out of a Pasuk, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Kroksiv Sadeh Stakesef Yeknu V'Kosev B'Sefer V'Chosev. Sharei Navi Aymid, so there are two Gersois here. First of all, with our Gersa, Sharei Navi Aymid, the Asiri V'Eser, Umazir Alachas Esrei. Zikio was king for 11 years. Zikio was the last king of Klal Yisrael before the Korban. He was king for 11 years. The Navi is standing in the tent here, and he's warning them that you better write Shtarais, because there's going to be a Galus Al Achas Esrei in the 11th year. So what's the Diuk? So what's the Limud? That he was telling them that you're not going to have enough time for a chazakah. You better watch your shtaris. You're not going to have enough time for a chazakah. The 10th and 11th year, that's not enough time. Okay, now let's see. Does this make sense? Let's see. Like the Rimagash, the Gemara makes a lot of sense. The Kasha was, like the Rabbanu, let it be a chazakah right away. Let it be a chazakah immediately, which, let's say, means the first year. Like Rashi says. So the Gemara is saying, it can't mean you get a chazaka after 1 year. Because we see, Sharei Navi Yomei Te'eser, Mazal Lachas Esrei. So we see it's not a chazaka right away. You need at least 2 years. 1 year is not a chazaka. Because if 1 year is a chazaka, then you don't have to watch your shtaris. You'll have a chazaka. So like Rashi of the Rimagash, it's a very good Girsa, the Girsa of 10 and 11 is very good. Because all we're trying to knock off is a Havamina, that it's a Chazaka immediately. So very good. The Girsa, that it's 2 years, is a good Girsa. However, if you're going to learn, like the Ramban and the Rajba, that the Havamina was like Rabbi Shmuel, that we asked the Rabban and Mai, why don't they say like Rabbi Shmuel? That it's Shalosh Achilais. So then, what's the teretz? The teretz is, Sharei Navi is Amid in the 10th year. And he's warning them about the 11th year. You still don't see 3 years as a chazaka. Still, maybe Shalosh Achilas. Right? The Gemara's teretz is not such a good teretz. And even if you're Gairis, like Taisus, that the Navi's in the 9th year, and warning about the 11th year, it's still not 3 full years. But still, it's something missing in the raya. What's the raya from here? That it's 3 full years. There's no raya that it's 3 years mamish from here. You don't see that from these psukim. So the Ramban asks this kasha. The Ramban asks that it's not It's not 3 full years. The Ramban says that we're not learning 3 full years from here. We're just trying to show, not like Rabbi Yishmael. According to Rabbi Yishmael, it's enough 18 months. So there's enough 3 months, 12 months, 3 months. Yeah, it's enough 3 months, 12 months and 3 months light Rabbi Yishmael. So from Sadeh's Mekesef Yiknu, you see, 18 months is not good enough. Because he said you need 2 years. Yeah, so to leave, 2 years is not enough. Yirmiyah wasn't telling them how much you need. He wasn't learning Baba Basra with them. He was just telling them you should know that you're not going to have enough time to get a chazaka. A person buys a field, he wants to get a chazaka. He's telling them you won't have enough time to get a chazaka. So to Ramban, what was he telling them? 18 months is not enough. You need more than 18 months. 2 years is not enough. How do you know you need 3? So we have to know how you know you need 3. But that's not the Gemara's kasha. Gemara's kasha was, why don't the Rabbanan hold like Rabbi Yishmael? Teretz is, because you see from this pasuk that you need 2 years, that 2 years is not enough. That's not like Rabbi Shmuel, who says that 18 months is enough. This state in Rambam. What's the problem with the Ramban? Well, first of all, the Ramban adds one more nekuda. Even though you're not experts in Tanakh, you probably know in which month the Churban was. Churban was in the month of Av. So if you have the 10th year is 1 year, and until Av in the next year, you still don't have, it's not 2 full years. It's a year plus 5 months. Av is the 5th month. So Rabban is bothered that it's still not 18 months. It's a year plus 5 months. So Ramban answers, he says that Roiv of Klal Yisrael didn't go to Golus ben Churban until after Gedalia ben Achikam was assassinated. And again, some you have some inkling of what month that was that Gedalia was killed. Well, he was killed the following year, Tishrei. So it's like Ramban, so it's 2 full years. Since the Maaseh, they didn't go to Golos, they were still there till after the assassination of Gedalia ben Achikam, son Gedalia. So the Maaseh, like Ramban, it was 2 full years. And the Meila, it's good, we're proving not like Rabbi Shmuel from this pasuk, because it's 18 months. This is how the Ramban learns. We have 2 ways coming to Gemara. Either it's proving it's not 1 year, like Rashi, the Rimadash. Well, we're proving not like Rabbi Shmuel, because it's not 18 months, like this out of Ramban and the Rashba, one shot in this Gemara. The only thing that I think is a little strange about it, not the Ramban, is how do you know that they were talking about, that Yirmiyah was talking about a Sodeh HaBaal, which is 18 months. Maybe it was a Sodeh Beis HaShalchim, that needs 8, that needs 3 years. Right? They're saying, from this pasuk you see, it's not 18 months, not like Rabbi Shmuel. The Sodeh is Bekesef Yichnu, the Kasev is Sefer Bechas. So we see, it's not 18 months, because you need the 2 years is not enough. I don't understand. How did the Ramban know that Yirmiyah was talking about fields that are Sodeh Beis HaBaal, which are 18 months? Maybe he was talking about Sodeh Beis HaShalchim, which is 3 years, which is Eisen Peres Tadir, and it's 3 years. Excuse me? He didn't differentiate. He said all Sodehs that you buy, all Sodehs you buy, write stories for all sodas. Okay. Maybe because he said stam all sodas. Okay. The stomach told them all sadas, and he shouldn't have said all sadas. He should have said only certain sadas. Vice dies. No sada is going to get a chazak in less than 3 years. Sakapanim, this is the limud. Zakti Gemara, no. Amalei Abayi. Who says? Dilma hasam etza toiva kamash malam. What's pshat etza toiva? That maybe it is a chazak, like Rabbi Shema. Well, they rashi in the Rimagash, maybe it is a chazak in 1 year. It is a good chazak. Just what's going to happen? They're going to come back after the galus, which is how many years later? 70 years later. They're going to be hard-pressed to find Aden. Aden would have to be at least 83 years old, no? Huh? It's not hard to find Aden. 70 years later, they have to say, this is what they saw Begadlusam when they were at least 13. And they had to see it for 2 years, so they had to be at least 15 at the time of the galus. So they have to be at least 85. And so tonight's a taiva, I guess, to tell them, listen, you're going to come back, you're going to have to find witnesses, 85-year-old witnesses, to say Edus, that they remember that you were here for 2 or 3 years before. So maybe a chazak is like Rabbi Shmuel, or 1 year like Rashi. And it's an Eitz HaTaiva, you're going to go look for witnesses 70 years later. So Eitz HaTaiva Kamash Malam. But Pashin to Eitz HaTaiva, you can find witnesses that age. V'ilaitei mahachi, v'nu batim, v'shavu, netu ganais, v'ichlu es, period. Micah Amar. He told the people in Bavel that you're going to be there for 70 years, so settle down. You know, settle down, build houses, and plant gardens. Ela Eitz HaTaiva Kamash Malan. It's not a halacha. Hachanami Eitz HaTaiva Kamash Malan. Teda. Iksiv Nesatim B'klicheres L'man Yamdu Yomim Rabim. That's Zichan Eitz HaTaiva. So Zichar, the whole story is in Eitz HaTaiva, Memela, there's no limud from here. So Gemara has Harata, it slugs up Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef's limud is out, and we're going to move on to Rava's limud, which is the limud that's lahalacha. It's Gemara in Gittin, and Achlam and Chesam and Aleph, that says that there's another kinyan besides the usual kinyanim we're familiar with, that we're familiar with. Mashiach and Hagbah and Chazakah, all the kinyanim we had in Maseches Kiddushin. Gemara learns out in one more kinyan, a kinyan called Kibush Mulchama. Gemara learns out of a pasuk that Kibush Mulchama is kind of Ayish Bimenu Shevi. That even a guy from a Yid is kind of with Kibush Mulchama. That means that if in a war, a country fights a war with another country, and they take away Lulavim and Esraigen, and now you want to use the Lulav and Esrig, so you might think it's a Lulav Agazel, that it's a stolen Lulav, you can't use it. So the Gemara says, no, we learn out of a Pasik that Kibush Mulchama is a Kinyan Gomer. That if somebody is kind of, even a guy, the Gemara says, Beferish, even a guy from the Yid, that there's such a Kinyan called Kibush Mulchama, and it's a Kinyan Gomer. It's an Emes Kinyan, and it's Kinyan. L'chaira, this Gemara is a problem with that idea. If there's such a thing as a Kinyan of Kibush Mulchama, so then what is Yirmiyah telling them? Yirmiyah is telling them, buy fields. And when you come back 70 years later, you'll have an entire, you'll be able to get your field back if someone else is sitting in your field. I don't understand. Nebuchadnezzar comes, and he's Kibush Eretz Yisrael, and that's a Kinyan. So if Nebuchadnezzar comes and he's Kibush Eretz Yisrael, not only Nebuchadnezzar came in those 70 years, Nebuchadnezzar came, and then 45 years later, the Dariavish came, who was captured by Paras and Wadai. There were two Kibush Mulchamas in between. So if Kibush Mocham is a Kinyan Gamor, so what's going on here in the Gemara? What's going on in the Gemara? What's going on with Yirmiyah? What's he telling them that you're going to write Shtaris and say fields? You're going to lose it anyway. There's going to be a Kibush Mocham in between. And
he threw them
out of Eretz Yisrael. He threw them out of. He sent them out to call us to Bavo. He took them out of that field. He let the field feel empty. He threw them out of that field. He emptied out Yerushalayim. Stomach was used. Seems this Gemara is a raya to the side of the Dvar Avram. The first tshuva, the Dvar Avram was a rav, I believe, a brisk between the two milchamas, between World War I and World War II, and he wrote a kuntris on Kinyan Kibush Milchama. This shaila came up because in World War I there were sections of Poland that had been captured in World War I by the Germans. A lot of the Yidden had run away to Russia when the Germans advanced. And when the war ended, over the next decade, Jews started to come back to Poland, to the places they lived in before. And there were people in their homes. There were, some, in many cases, Yidden were in their homes. They had a tefillah that it's our house. And the other said, "What do you mean, Kibush Mocham is Kaina? And it's not yours." So he wrote a sadistic contrast on Kibush Mocham. It's quoted by everybody who talks about this Indian. And he has a side in the Kinyan of Kibush Mocham. He says that Kibush Mocham is a Kinyan Lizman. It's not a permanent Kinyan. Kinyan of Kibush Mocham is a Kinyan Lizman. Calls a man that the kibush is oimid and the original owners are still forced not to be there, it belongs to the kaidesh. It doesn't have a din of gozel. It has a din of his for all dinim ominous. But when the original owners come back, kachi dagish olachama, one side captures and then the other side fights back and it captures back. It says that when the original owners come back and they're mevatel the kibush mochama, at that point they don't need to make a new kinyan. It goes back to them. Similar to the ktsais shita in matana amanas lahazen. Ktsais shita is you give someone a matana. And thus, he gives it back within 30 days. So the tzais holds that he has it; he only has it for 30 days. It's a kinyanless man. The person you're giving it to owns it for 30 days. On the 31st day, you don't have to do a new kinyan. It automatically reverts back to you. That's the tzais's sheet there. So he compares it. He says, this is Simon Aleph, Chelik Aleph of the Dvar Avram. In the Kuntres, like Kibush Mocham, it's Ois Yud Aleph. And he says, this is side, that the Kibush Mocham is only a kinyanless man. And when the Kibush is bottle, that the original owners come back. Now it sounds like, when you tell this to somebody, it sounds like you're having Rachmanis on the original owners. It's not, he didn't write it as Rachmanis. He wrote it the Kamarayas, that's the Ikar Adin of Kibush Mocham. I know there was a entire in Eretz Yisrael. It's printed, I think, in the Har Tzvi. There was an entire in Eretz Yisrael after the Holocaust. Some of you may have been at Kever David. Kever David is in Har Tzvi, right outside the wall, the old walls of the city. And it's not borrowed that it is Kever David. It looks like Kever Malchus based David. And for many years, it's not there anymore. They used to have, over the long They have there like a form of a kever. It's very, very long. And they used to have crowns, a lot of silver crowns on top of it. And the Nazis, they took back from the Nazis all the Sefer Torah crowns, so they put about 20 of them were there. And they used to have a cupboard with plexiglass. It's very expensive. It's silver. And it used to be there. There was a Yid from Hungary who came there and recognized one of the crowns as his from before the Muhammad. And there was an entire over, he wanted it back, and then they tied it that, exactly what they tied it, I guess they tied Kibbush Muhammad. So there's a tshuva in the Har Tzvi where he passed the Dvar Avraham, passing that Kibbush Muhammad is only until the Muhammad is, the Kibbush is undone. And once the conqueror is defeated, everything goes back to the original Bible. What? The Talmud also. I suppose. It's a Kiddush. What? It's totally in Yiddish. Gzela and Yush, there's still a chiyuv to give back. As long as it's Kayeng, there's still a chiyuv to give back. You only have Kinyon and Gzela, you don't have Kinyon and Kinyon Gom. What? Even if there's Yush and Shin Rishos, so it should be Kaina. There was no Yush and Shin Rishos, so it was a Yush, and then it was given back. It was given back to Am Yisrael, and it wasn't given back. The government took it because. I mean, every Kibbush Muhammad is that way. In the Dvar Avraham's case also, there was a Yish, and then there was a Shinui Rishus, and they came back, they found someone there. But that Shinui Rishus was because it was being returned. So. And yet, here at the time, I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure that this tshuva, not sure where in the Har Tzvi it is, but I'm sure where that. I remember when I tumbled about this thing. Yeah, how in Yidden HaKadosh something, yeah. They can be Magdish it. Kozman, it's Kozman, it belongs to Yidden. Well, you can be Manad of it, and Besdin gets it. Let's say I own something for 30 days. I can give it to the Besdin Magdish, and Besdin Nish owns it for 30 days. Day 30, why can someone be Maknet to someone else? And he's supposed that he owns. So I can be Maknet to this extent that I own this list. The Yovel was bottled in the very early, it's machlokes exactly when, but Yovel needs Kol Yeshveh Alel. It says, Krosim Dror L'Chol Yeshveh. We learn from there you need Rav Yeshveh Alel. You need Rav Yidden to live in Eretz Yisrael for Yovel to be Nayiv. That's why there's no Yovel Bizman. A lot of people think that there's no Yovel because they're just not 50 years old yet and they never came upon Yovel. But even if you live to be 50, I hope you live much more than 50 years old, until Mashiach will come, there won't be a Yovel. Because everyone holds that for Yovel, you need Rav Yeshua Alel. You need that Rav Yidden should be in Eretz Yisrael. And even if it would happen, Zman Hazeh, that Rav Yidden would go back to Eretz Yisrael, today it's getting there. The Rav of the Yidden in the world in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says in Erechin that you need Rav Yeshveh al Admosam on the Chelek Karka that they have Birusha from the original Chalukah. And it's not Shaykh until Mashiach comes that anybody will know his Chalukah in Eretz Yisrael. So Mimela, it's not Shaykh for Yovel to come back until then. The Machlaikis of Shemitah is the Rashi Rabbanan. It's a machlekes of Shemitah and Yovel atoli zebizeh, then Shemitah b'zman hazeh the Rabbanan. Or no, Shemitah is a separate din. Doesn't say Kol Yeshveh. There's no inyan of Yovel. Al Kopanim, you'll understand that according to the Dvar Avraham, the Gemara is very good. That when Klal Yisrael came back, when after Paras and Mar, they captured it from the Nebuchadnezzar, when they finally gave it back to the Yidden. So then it goes back to the original Bailus. Since it goes back to the original Bailus, there's no Shaila of the Kibbush Mechama being Kaina. when we learn Kedushin, we had a nice raya to the Dvar Avram. Gemara Kedushin says, how do you know Chazaka is Kaina? How do you know Chazaka is Kaina? Shenema v'yirashtem oisa v'yishavtem ba. It says when the Yidden came into Yisrael in the first place, v'yirashtem oisa v'yishavtem ba. So what does that mean? When did they make a Kinyan Chazaka? Now, how do you understand? How do you know Kinyan Chazaka? Because when the Jews came into Eretz Yisrael with Yeshua, it says Yerashtem Aisim Yeshaftem Ba, so we see Yeshiva Ba as a Kinyan. It's a Kinyan from who? From whom? What? So Pashtus, it means from the Knanim. It means, that's what the Maharit says in Kedushin, that it means a Kinyan from the Knanim. So the Sefer HaMachna is Matmiya. The Sefer HaMachna learns differently. He says, Yerashtem Oisa Yishavtem Ba is not from the Knanim. He says, when they made a Chalukah, whole Eretz Yisrael belonged to everybody. When they made a Chalukah, each person was kind of his field with Kinyan Chazak. Why does he disagree with the Maharit? He says to the Maharit, what do you mean? They're kind of a Kinyan Chazaka from the Knanim. They're kind of a Kibush Muhammad. Kibush Muhammad is a Kaina. It's a Gemara in Yitin. If Kibush Muhammad is Kaina, why do I need a Kinyan Chazaka for? The Kibush Muhammad is already Kaina. So the question was, why would anybody make a Kinyan Chazaka if he already has a Kinyan Kibush Muhammad? But if Kibush Muhammad is only a Kinyan Lizman, so it could be that they wanted to make a Kinyan Gamal. Kinyan Chazaka afterwards. Could the Kinyan Chazaka be stronger than the Kibush Muhammad? It's not that. Again, the question was, if they did a Kinyan Kibush Muhammad, why didn't they Kinyan Chazaka? Well, that's how the Machna is learning. The Machna is a little schwer because the Gemara says that Goyrul is kaina from the Chalukah. That's why the Machna's pshat is also not so. That's the Maritz Kasha on the Machna. The Maritz was before the Machna, but yes, there's a Kasha. Right, the question is, though, is Chazaka really help if the Kibush Muhammad? Because the Chayra, if you kind of sell the Kibush Muhammad and then you do Chazaka, it's still not better than the original Kibush Muhammad. So I'm not sure how that really. Now that I'm speaking it out, I don't remember how it helps. Now what? The Kibush Muhammad was kinda? You kind of for the plow, and you kind of for the individual. So that's really what the Hamakna is saying. That it was from the individual as opposed to the whole klal owning it. That's what he learns. Marit learns a kinyan from the Gayim. It's not true. And now I'm speaking it out. The Marit learns this from the Gayim, from the Kananim. The Kash is, you're kind of ready with Kibush Muhammad. So I was thinking that Chazak is a stronger kinyan, but it's not a stronger kinyan. Because the Kananim were a magnet to them, despite only two Kibush. So I'm not the Chayrit's not a riot. Alright, whether it's a raya or not a raya, this is the site of the Dvar Avram. It's kedai to be aware of it. Okay, let's get to Rava's pshat. Elam or Rava. Now this is the pshat that we're going to deal with all year. We're not going to come back. Kamat to Rabbi Shmuel. We're not going to come back to Rabbi Yosef. We're always going to come back to the Maskana of Rava. So Rava goes through a few steps till the shita becomes clear. Elamar Rava, Shata Kamaisa Machalimish, Tarti Machal, Flosloi Machal. First, the lashon is that a person is Machal if someone's in his field the first year. He's Machal the second year. He's not Machal 3 years. It's like the Gemara, Amalei Abaya, Lamayata. If he's Machal, Kihajar Ara, Tahada Lavar Mepeirim. If he's Michael, why does he have to pay for the payers? Alam Amar Rav Nachman, Hajar Rav Hajar payers. That's no good. El Amar Rav. Shata Kamaisa, like Kofed Inish. Doesn't mean he's Michael.
It means he's not makpid. Tarti loy kapid. Plus kapid. Omalabei elamiyata. Kugain hani devei bar el yashiv. The kapid. Afilaman de cholafa mitzra. That they're makpid even on people that step on their boundary. And it's with who? You know, people like that. You're not going to know everything. So someone buys it from them, it should be a chazaka right away. So how'd you learn what's wrong with Nasata Devarech L'Shiurin? Okay, Nasata Devarech L'Shiurin. So what's wrong with that? Maybe Taka. It depends how much everyone's makbid. Anybody had what? This is going to do. It's a rule for everybody, same rule. Whatever's man you normally makbid, that's his man, it's a chazak. So yeah, that's what it means. This the Mishnah says Gimel Shanim. So this can't be Pshat. Why would the Mishnah say some Gimel Shanim? Maybe Gimel Shanim is the average. Maybe the average normal person is 3 years. And the average person is 3 years, and if it's unusual, so there's a separate rule. So the Ritva says that we have to learn into the Kasha that the average person is not 3 years. Most people are marked in less than 3 years. I would think so. If someone's living in your house, you wait 3 years. Even if it's a summer house, you're not there. The Ritva says, and it's going to become very important in the next Gemara, the Ritva says that most people are marked in less than 3 years. And therefore, you can't tell me that 3 years is the average. So, Ibazai, the Gemara's cash is, and came to Sarabah for Shiurin. It's not 3 years, it depends on each person, and finished. So what does the Gemara answer? Elam Rav. This is Rav's final words on this topic. Shata kamaisa mizdarinish mishtare, tarti vitlos mizdar, tfeiloi mizdar. Why is Cheskas Gimel Shanim? Because people watch shtarais for a year or two. After 3 years, people lose their shtarais. You want to ask me for my shtar for many years ago? I don't have it. I can't find my shtar from many years ago. So within 3 years, if I can't find my shtar, I'm a liar. I would have a shtar. A person's zara in a shtar. After 3 years, a person's not zara in a shtar. Now, if you learn this Gemara, that Rav is saying, forget everything we said till now, new reason. Mizdar in a shtar, that's the reason. If you want to learn the Gemara that way, you make a mistake. And that's where the whole sugya here is going to need a hesber and a rishayim. It makes no sense just to say that a person, why is the cheskas gimel shanim? Because a person watches a shtar for up to 3 years. What does that have to do with the marikam? I own a field. Someone else is in my field for 3 years. I come back after 3 years, I show him a marikama, I say, prove that you belong here. He says, I can't prove it because people don't watch shtaros for 3 years. Alright, I would tell him, you're right, people don't watch shtaros for more than 3 years, I feel bad for you. But still, I have a raya, it's my field, you don't have a raya, it's your field, I should get the field. No? Let's say a person has a good excuse why he doesn't have it. That's the reason why I should lose it? I have a field. I come back after a year. So he tells me, listen, I bought it from you. I say, where's your shtar? He says, I have witnesses. My whole house burnt down. And all my shtaras got destroyed. So it'll be his field? It's ridiculous. You have to have a reason to take it away from me. If you don't have a reason to take it away from me, it's not enough of a reason that you have a good excuse why you don't have a shtar. What? You have a chazaka, yeshkayach. You have a chazaka, you don't steal. And I have a chazaka, I don't steal. I say it's mine, you say it's yours.
A chazakas are equal. Your chazaka you don't steal is good enough to not steal a riot. I'm happy to do business with you. I'll take things from you and I'll get it with a chazaka I don't steal. What? So there are a couple of mahalchim in the sugya. All the mahalchim combine both reasons of Rava. The reason that a person doesn't stand by and watch his field, a person should make a machar, and the reason of nizdar bishtare have to be combined into one limud for the whole parent. Now, the Rishayim have a few mahalchim. We're going to go be'ikar with two mahalchim, the Ramban and the Rosh. We'll see the Tzais Nesivis who argue about how to explain it. But we're going to go be'ikar the main two shittas in the Rishayim. Today, whatever time remains, we're going to deal only with shittas of Ramban. Get the Ramban shittas straight. Tomorrow, we'll get into the Rosh's shita, which the Tzais explains. But for today, we're going to deal with the Ramban. Now, this Ramban is on Daf Membeis, where he explains Daf Vavtes. Explains our sugya. It's the second paragraph in Daf Membeis. The Ritva here on Chavtes learns the sugya the same way. What the Ramban and the Ritva learn is the following. Our maskana is that most people make a macha immediately. Not like Baruch Yashiv the first minute, but at least very close to the beginning. Certainly in the first year, people make a macha. And the truth is, if you look around the world, that's the way it is. People make a macha right away. If you see someone living in your house, if you see someone in your field, you make a macha immediately. So why don't, let's say I'm in your house for a year. Why don't I get to keep your house with a taina? You should have made a machah. It's a riot, it's mine. You should have made a machah. The reason is because there's taka taina on you. You should have made a machah. There's also a taina on me. Ach vishtarcha. Show me the star. Ach vishtarcha. Where's your star? And I have a big reyusim. Because shtei shanim nizdar nish b'shtare. Up until the end of the third year, it's the nature of people to watch shtaras. So, really, I have a raya, it's mine right away. Because you should have made a macha. But until 3 years, nizdar nish b'shtare, there's a raya on the person who's there now, where's your shtar? So, calls a man, you have a raya, you can't get it. When the 3 years are up, and you no longer have a reyes of ach v'shtarcha, now you can take the field with the taina that you should have made a macha right away. It's the nature of people. If someone's in their field, they make a macha immediately. You didn't make a macha immediately, so you lose the field. This is the lomdis for the whole perek, like the Ramban. Again, a macha you should make immediately. If immediately means a minute, I don't think so. But certainly it means in the first year. I don't know exactly where it means. Maybe it means a day or two, I don't know. But you should make a macha la'altar. And if you didn't make a macha right away, it's a raya, it's not yours. I have a chasar nevach vishtarcha. It calls a man that my chasar nevach vishtarcha is kayin. I can't win. When 3 years are up, no longer do I have a chasar nevach vishtarcha, then you win with the fact that I didn't make a macha. So it shouldn't bother you if we're going to look through the perek. We see in Rishayim that the reason for a chazaka is because you should have made a macha. And you're going to ask on the Rishayim, what are they talking about? That's not the maskana. It's going to say, is the reason is because of Ach Mishtar, because Shal Shalom is Darinish Mishtare. The answer is no. The reason is both together. And so far, only one way of combining the two of them, the Ramban and Ritva's Mahalath. that a macha you should make right away, but it's not a chazaka toich gimel shanim because there's a sar in a bak vishtar. This is the menhalach of the Rambam. And naturally, we have to see that the Rambam will fit with all of the gemaras that we're going to deal with in the perek. And I guess we're going to, as the time goes on, we're going to see the Ktsaisis, it doesn't fit with one Gemara on Lamed Hey, it doesn't fit with Gemara on Lamed Vav. So we're going to see throughout the Perek, we're going to be working with this Rambam. What? Wait, the last thing, you mean the Mizdarnish Vishtare? I'm sorry, what? He should have been Meicha right away. There's no shachas to. Mehechit Heisi, who says, why don't we stay with just the last thing of Rava without the first two? So, this reason, Rishonim Amash, when the Teres Chaim says it, the Teres Chaim says that the reason all the Rishonim went this way is because it's not, you can't stay with this reason alone. As I said before, it's not enough of a reason for me to take something away from you because I have an excuse, I have no raya. I'm coming to take something from you. I want to take it because I have a good excuse why I have no raya. You can't take something away from someone else without a raya, even if you have an excuse why you have no raya. There has to be a reason to take it away. Loi zara b'shtare is not a reason to take it from the other person. The Marikama was a Marikama, and if you can't prove that you bought it, he should still have it. There has to be some chesaron in the Marikama. That chesaron is that he should have made a machal.
But
learn from Rabbi Shmuel.
You become
the Mutzik. I thought you're the Mutzik, it's level of Sarnah, not the Sarnah. Raise and your time, and maybe you lose. But if you don't have only the race, maybe you don't lose. Yeah, but who needs it? Who needs Sharamu? First of all, really, the Taptis is Kashin. Right? Taptis really is the Kashin. Taisis says that if you learn from Sharamu, it's more mash from Gimel Achilles than Gimel Shana. And that's what Taisis says. I mean, this man is because of the Akhishtarka. And you learn that of Sharamu.
You're the Moksik, and the Moksik is the Akhishtarka. Whether it be 90 days, 3 years, 6 weeks, whatever it is, you become the Moksik, you're now the Mari family. You get to the Mari family.
Right? The truth is that even if you're right, which may be right, we don't need Sharamu now. You don't gain anything from Sharamu. It doesn't matter. The three Achilles are irrelevant. Unless we'll have Nafkaminas, come out from all the Kashas. But Pashas, we don't need it. Why do we need Sharamu for it? So a person can make a Machar right away. He should make a Machar. There's a Kasha on the Ramban from the Din of a Yairish. The halacha is, and it's cool for the Gemara and Membeis that the Ramban is going on. The halacha is that if a man is in a field, even for one day, and he dies, and his son yarshes it, and the son stays there till the end of 3 years. Let's say the father's there for 1 year, and then the son is there 2 more years. At the end of the 3 years, the son, the Marikama says, it's my field. The son says, I have a chazaka. So the Gemara says that as long as the father lived there, at least for one day, that it's a good, the son's chazaka is a good chazaka. He comes b'kayach his father, even though he doesn't know that his father bought it. He doesn't know why his father was there. But he knows his father was there. As soon as his father bought it, his father's not a ganit. And he was there 2 more years, a total of 3 years.
the son has a chazaka. So Shar Mishpat is a kashin. It's brought here in the Reb Shimon Simin Yud Beis, and the Stipler in Simin Ches, which is Simin Yud Zayin of the Old Prince. I think he brings it as well. I'm just not sure he brings the Pshim to Shar Mishpat. They ask a kasha that according to the Ramban, if the father was there for 1 year and the son was there for 2 years, and the son doesn't know anything about it, not expected to know anything about it, there's no time that he doesn't know, he's saying, I'm here because my father. If so, the chazaka should be, you shouldn't need 3 years. Because Momanasha, the son had a shtar in the second and third year. If the son had a shtar, so it's Pashit he wins. He doesn't have to come and claim his father. He says, I had a shtar, and his father was there 0 days, if he says he had a shtar. So it must be the son didn't have a shtar. And it's not a sign that the son didn't have a shtar. The son doesn't always know his father's business. And Cain, why do you need 3 years for a chazaka like the Ramban? Let's see. He should have made him a chah in the first year. So right away there's a chasarin. He should have made him a chah in the first year. Then the father died. In the second year, there's no chasarin of achvi shtarcha. If you tell the son, where's the shtar? We don't expect the son to know the shtaras of his father, where they are. So it should be a chazaka after, right after the father dies, when the son is there, it should be a chazaka right away. Because, like the Ramban, really it wouldn't be a chazaka la'alter. The whole Ramban is gebayt on the aside that a person makes a macha immediately. And that really it should be a chazaka immediately. Just as a son of achvi shtarcha. So, Frek, the Shar Mishpat, according to the Ramban, in the case where the father died and the son is in the field, the son should have a chazaka right away as soon as he's there. He should say, why weren't you meicha? It's mine. And if the other person will say, achvi shtarcha, he'll say, I'm a son, I'm a Yairish, I'm not expected to have a shtar. This is a very stark akasha on the Shitas HaRamban. Okay, good. The Stifler says a pshat in the Ramban. Reb Shimon argues with this pshat. But the Stifler, Reb Ruvain, I saw, says the same thing. They say a chiddush in the Ramban. We'll have to see if the place can really hold of it. But listen carefully, because it can be confusing. The Stifler and Reb Ruvain learn, the Stifler is ois tes in this true, in the similar test. Stipler says, what did the Ramban say? The normal person makes a macha immediately. There's a reyesa, why don't you make a macha? Why don't you win? Because connected to that, there's a reyesa of achvi shtarcha. So therefore, chazaka is 3 years. But the Stipler, even like the Ramban, once Rava went through his whole cheshbon, and he said, l'maisa won't be a macha. It won't be a chazaka until 3 years. Because there's a reyes of achvi shtarcha. Now, the marikama, who normally we expect he should make a macha immediately, but he can say, look, I learned cheskes habatim. I know chazaka is 3 years. It's something that the yeshiva boys know, everybody knows. Chazaka is 3 years. Once you set it up that chazaka is 3 years, now I wait with my chamacha to 3 years. I know I have 3 years. I don't rush. So you can't come to me in the second year and tie it to me, why don't you make a macha? Taka, when they were set out to make this takana, they said people make a macha right away. But once they were keveya, chazaka, gibel shanim, the Ramban will be maida that people know there's such a thing as chesed gibel shanim. You don't have to make a macha until the end of the 3 years. Which, according to this pshat, when the Ramban says you should make a machar right away, he means when Chazal set up Cheskes de Moshanim, they were thinking it through, they went with this svara, that people should make a Bukhar right away. Just as a problem of Achishtarcha. So therefore, it's 3 years. But once it's 3 years, you actually get 3 years to make a Bukhar. This is how the stifle learns, and the, like I said, we're moving. Shimon disagrees. What?
Why 3 years by Yerush?
So why is there 3 years by Yerush? Because the Marikama Katayna, that I didn't know the Lomdis, that a Yerush, the whole Cheshvin, that a Yerush doesn't have to keep a Shtar, doesn't know about a Shtar, and it should be different. What I'm saying is not so far-fetched. You go to most yeshiva boys, they learn Bava Basra sometime in their life. Everyone knows Chazak is Gibel Shanim. But to make a Cheshvin, that a Yerush is not supposed to have a Shtar, and therefore by a Yerush you make a Mechah right away, that... the Irish person doesn't make that cheshbon. So this is the way they learn, which right away, I told you we're going to have a Ramban's Pshat and a Rosh's Pshat. So now in the Ramban's Pshat, we already have two ways to look at the Ramban. This Chiddush of Rav Ruvein and the Stipler. And Rav Shimon has a different Mahalach. I'm not going to start it now. It's a little late, but... as we move forward with the Ramban Sheet, we're going to have to bear in mind it's going to become Shnayim Shein Arba. We're going to have the Ramban's Pshat and the Rosh's Pshat, and then we're going to have sort of a Shnayim Shein Arba. We're going to end up with variations in each Pshat. But upon him, this is the Ramban's Mahalach. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about the Ramban again. We're going to compare it to the Rosh. The Rosh, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Tzais Kuf Mem, Sivkot and Beis, is not stick the Mahalach of the Rosh. And we're going to deal with that tomorrow.